Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's one of my tenets. You're not kind of really, truly an American, someone from the United States, if you don't have some connection to some sort of dog. I don't currently have a dog, but I grew up having a dog. You currently have a dog. I feel like dogs are a very American idea, Brandon.
You guys have never had a dog.
No. When I was a kid, my family had Valentine and then Twinkie.
But your kids have never had a dog.
No, they have not.
That's
but
sad.
My point is, I am connected to a dog.
Oh, well, I feel very sad that your kids have never got to experience the connection you had with Twinkie.
Well, so I don't live in a palatial estate in the South, Brandon. I live in a very tiny apartment in San Francisco, so I don't have the means to accommodate a giant dog like you have.
Well, I do not have a giant dog. I have the cutest. I have what is called I have a Chillier. That's what I have. Did you know there's a breed, a Chillier?
She is half
Cavalier King Charles, or King Charles Cavalier, whatever you want to call it, and half Chihuahua. She's the greatest dog on earth. I never in a million years. I fought my wife. She wanted to get a dog forever. I'm like, I'm not getting a dog in the city. I'm not getting a dog. You know, I'm not going to take care of a dog. I don't want to deal with it. I grew up with lots and lots of animals and lots of dogs. And I was like, man, it requires a lot of effort to have a dog. And it does. You got to think about taking them out. What do you do when you travel? There's all sorts of things. But I'll tell you what, man, I love little Rosie. She is the greatest dog on earth. She's pure love. Pure love, buddy. I'm telling you that I will never get another breed of dog. I love this dog. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's so great.
I never thought I would be like that.
Because you're soft.
You're soft,
Brent.
I've gotten soft, for sure.
A headline from CNN. U.S. has a new favorite dog breed, and it's not the Labrador Retriever.
Hard-hitting piece here, Larry. Hard-hitting piece.
Asmalish from CNN. There's no Wagamama.
You know, it's interesting. I do this. I don't know if she's Waggis. She's a daughter of God and immigrants. That's her little byline on our Twitter page. Who knows what that means? But again, one of these 22-year-old reporters. She's another one of these. I love it. I think it's amazing how many 22-year-old reporters are working for like CNN and other stats.
And just to start the show where we ended, thank you, 22-year-old, for teaching Brandon today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the first time in 31 years, the Labrador Retriever has been unseated as the most popular dog breed in the country, according to the American Kennel Club's 2022 registration statistics. In its place sits the cute and compact French Bulldog.
Boo!
The breed has become a favorite among celebrities, everyone from Reese Witherspoon to Megan Thee Stallion. French Bulldogs are nice pups because they aren't typically prone to bark, don't need as much exercise as larger dogs, making them a good fit for those living in apartments and smaller homes. However, like many dog breeds, French Bulldogs, they have a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into the dog breeds, or do you have anything to say about?
I don't like any of the Bulldog breeds. And the reason I don't, I think it's cruel. I think they're bred. They always have health problems. Bulldogs are the worst. They end up dying of, like, you know, emphysema, basically. They're just bred. It's so cruel to breed these animals that way. You know, I've always been a guy that believes in a mutt. Our dog is a rescue. My wife says we adopted. I'm like, no. If it costs you $1,000, you didn't adopt them. You bought them. So, you know, between shots and the cost of this dog, we did rescue her from a family that couldn't take her. So rehoming, I think, is the term that they use for it. And I think rehoming is when people don't like the pet. They try to find another home for it. And that's what they do. I'm not surprised, I guess, that this dog isn't number one, but I don't get it. I personally think they're ugly and I would never have one.
I had a friend, I think the Leshes had a bulldog. I think that's what
they had. No, they had a pug. They're illegal now. You can't even, I think pugs are illegal to breed because they have so many health issues.
Well, I was going to say, because this guy would always tell me about his pug that like something oozed out of his anus all the time.
They had to get their butts like squeezed or something. It's bizarre.
Oh,
it's terrible.
God. AKC recognizes the top 200 dog breeds, top breeds rounding out the top 10. Number one, French Bulldogs, as we mentioned. Number two, Labrador Retrievers. Golden Retrievers, 3. German Shepherds, 4. Poodles, 5. Bulldogs, 6.
Boo!
Rottweilers, 7. Beagles, 8.
I
Dachshunds,
like Beagles.
9. German Shorthead Pointers.
I don't see my Chillier on there. That's because they're not known yet. because they will be on that list. I'm a little surprised that Rottweilers and German Shepherds, which are like guard dogs, maybe that's why they're a really popular. If you were in Asheville, North Carolina, I guarantee you what would be on that list is pit bull. Everybody in this town has a pit bull. It's so weird. They're the worst. Why would anybody get a pit bull? People are like, oh, why? You don't understand. My pit bull's like, because they are killers, dude. They were bred to be killers, and they can be as sweet as could be. But if they bite you, their jaws lock, and you can't get free. You always hear about articles about someone whose pit bull attacked and ate a kid because they are just bred. They have a switch. Look, it's like this. To me, a pit bull is just like having a loaded gun. The gun's not going to go off unless you accidentally pull the trigger. But if it does go off and hit somebody in the chest, it's really bad. Ugh. So having the gun's not necessarily bad unless it goes off and hits somebody in the chest and kills them. That's the problem with a bulldog or a pit bull. Sorry.
My wife is 46 years old. She was born, her family has always had a golden retriever.
Of course they have. That
for
family would never change.
46 years.
They'll never change.
They have had one version of a golden retriever or not. That's insane, right?
Yes, that is insane. But you've talked about her family is insane. So, I mean, I think that's one of those type things where people find something that works for them, and like a dog. I mean, retrievers are great. I love golden.
No, hold
on.
They're
very furry animals. They get fur everywhere.
Golden retrievers, first and foremost, are enormous.
Yes, huge.
Freaking enormous, which means giant poop, which means lots
everything.
Of feeding, which means they need to go walk a lot. So if you're not willing to do. And then the other one about that, you mentioned so much hair.
Oh, the worst.
So much. Like, and so dog people that have hair, they become anesthetized or they become desensitized about how much hair the dog has.
Yeah, they don't even notice it. And it's like gross.
Like, honestly, like my in-laws are generally clean people, but they have no idea how much hair is at their house.
Well, let's put it all into perspective too, right? These were bred dogs. A golden retriever was bred to be, wait for it, a retriever. It was a hunting dog. It would retrieve, I think, mostly water dogs, so like birds and things. So they were never kept inside. I mean, traditionally, that wasn't the deal. And basically, if a dog was kept inside, it was kept in a place where there was like pigs too, right? It wasn't like, you know, it is today. Dogs are not really meant to be inside houses. Now, full disclosure, our dog is a tiny little 11-pound dog that lives in our house. She'd probably get eaten by a hawk if she was left out. I am not a big believer in indoor dogs, and that's the reason why I won't have a big dog, just because of what you said. Every one of the dogs that are on this list of these popular dogs were bred to be either lap dogs, like the French Bulldog, or to be hunting dogs or retrieving dogs, the Labrador Retriever, the Golden Retriever, the German Shepherd bred to be a guard dog, right? Rottweilers bred to be a guard dog. I think poodles were bred to be like lap dogs, but they're mean. And one of the reasons that the people like poodles is because they don't shed their hair. I think they have, instead of fur, they have hair, so they don't shed or something weird like that. So there are reasons why these dogs, I mean, look, dude, you don't see beagles running around in the wild. I mean, beagles are just weird. I love beagles. They're funny-looking dogs, but they're just not, you know, dachshunds, little wiener dogs. I mean, come on. I mean, these are all bred, purebred dogs.
I just got to wrap up my story of my in-laws' house. So they have a golden retriever. By the way, the dog could not be more stupid.
They're purebred.
Dumb dog, barking all the time at nonsensical things.
Yeah.
So when we have, like, my families all together, we're trying to say, my father-in-law can't hear. He's got hearing aids. My mother-in-law had a stroke, so she can't understand things. We're trying to have a discussion. There's kids running around. The dog is barking. Rah, rah, rah. Someone can't hear. Someone can't understand. And yet, as we're eating the appetizers, this cloud of dog hair is creeping into the dip. And you're just like, what the hell is going on? What is going on?
I don't think I would ever go to your in-laws the way you've described it.
Dear God. Oh. The dog won't shut up. Hair all over.
And they literally have clumps of hair, too. Especially this time of year when it's starting to get the season where they're starting to shed. It's like clumps of giant fur. Oh,
every once in a while, I'll be relegated to the couch to sleep, and I'll just wake up just like literally hair. Also,
I'm grossed. Like, I'm literally getting heebie-jeebies thinking about this.
Hair balls. I also say this as we talk about dogs. You know that I live in San Francisco, and it's true. There are more dogs in San Francisco than there are children.
Right. Well, that's because it's so hard to raise kids there. I mean, dogs you can have in your apartment and you can walk them. And I mean, in some ways, having a dog as like an individual is as a kind of a relatively selfish pursuit. I mean,
totally.
You have something that you can love and loves you, but doesn't really require, you don't have to take it to school. You could put a little bit of money into it or a lot of money, whatever you want to do.
But that's what I think, like, some dog lovers that don't have children think, oh, I'm raising a child.
Yeah,
like,
no. And they personify them all the time. They try to turn them into people. They're not. Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, raising a baby is like, that's not even.
Oh, dude, you get into that with pet owners. They are so weird about their pets. You're just like, what? And the worst is when they, there's nothing wrong with the pet owner that's like, yeah, I know I'm weird about it, but I love this. I love my little dog. She's the greatest thing in the world. I really do. But I could tell you with absolute certainty that if it came down between her and my kid, I'd throw her into the freeway. Like, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd just be like, no, but what I'm saying is, like, there's no comparison. I don't love her like I love a human being. I do love her. People are like, oh, my dog. I'm like, I love my dog. I'm going to feel really sad when she dies. She will. I will most likely outlive her. But that you're spot on right about how people treat them. They're like their dog is somehow, like, dude, they're dumb. Their brains are like the size of a peanut. They eat, they poop, that's what they do. They are unbelievable. There was a great 60 Minutes piece about how dogs, like a certain gene in dogs make them love people. Why this certain wolf? Because they're all related to wolves. Every one of them is directly related to a wolf, right? Ultimately, they're wild animals, you know, still, even though they're not, so they've been domesticated, but people turn them into this. Yeah, that's just a whole nother ball of wax right there. Ugh.
You're telling me a wiener dog is somehow related to a wolf?
Yes, directly related to a wolf, bro. But absolutely directly related to a wolf. It's pretty crazy that people don't recognize that these are wild animals.
My wife grew up going to UC Davis, and they every year at their big festival, they have the wiener dog races, so everybody brings their dachshund and they race the wiener dogs.
And they race them because they look so stupid when they run. They fall all over each other because they got those really long bodies. That's not, dude, that animal in nature would survive exactly 1 minute, right? Without someone feeding and watering it, that dog would be eaten
by
other dogs.
How long would Rosie survive in nature?
I don't know. She's incredibly fast and athletic.
Nope.
But
nope.
If she could, she'd have to hide. No. I'm saying she'd have to hide and eat rats, I guess. I don't know. Probably not long. I mean, she would be eaten by another big dog in about 10 seconds. So, I mean, there's a reason why wolves dominate the natural world, because they're pack animals. They're big. They're mean. They're great.
I'd like to thank you for flipping over and letting me pet your underbelly on the Smarticle podcast today, Brandon.